T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Scott Shanley, at Scott Shanley on Twitter, former Saints linebacker, Super Bowl champion. Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How's your summer going?
Good. Looking forward to training camp getting underway. I know as players, you guys don't always love training camp, and we don't really love it, but it's just the idea that ultimately pro football is right around the corner.
Absolutely. And I get to be the old grumpy man now and say, these training camps these young guys do today is nothing compared to what we did. But it wasn't that long ago. We had actual two-a-days and pads every single day. But I think it's good. It's helping guys' careers. It affects the young guys, not as many live reps, but I think it helps their careers.
Scott, I would ask you about that training camp of 2006, that dreaded, that vaunted one. But you weren't a part of that, right? You arrived late in the preseason.
Yeah, I got traded after we played Cowboys and Saints in Shreveport. And so with the Cowboys, we had ours in Oxnard, California. And I just remember getting on a plane and flying to Jackson, Mississippi. And as soon as I stepped off the plane, realizing this is a whole different animal. And I got to practice and saw everybody running like they were in quicksand. I thought, what the heck's going on around here? I didn't know the Cowboys don't have that much better speed. And it was just, everybody was just dog tired. And I didn't realize that until 2007 when I went through the whole thing again in Jackson.
What was that like, those two-a-day practices?
Well, you know, we still joke about how grueling they were. I think we went, I believe Fujita made up a shirt or something that said, like, on the 38th day they rested. We went 37 or 38 straight days of two-a-days in pads. And at the time, we were miserable. We hated it. We looked to the skies every day hoping for rain so we could get some time off. But in the end, I think we can all appreciate what Coach Payton was trying to do at that time. And we all realized that maybe Super Bowl 44 doesn't happen for us the way it did if we didn't put in those hard-earned years previously.
Do you think the NFL is doing it right now, though, with the amount of time that they're allowing these players to be away from the building? Some former players have argued that you're seeing a spike or an uptick in injuries because they're not at the facility enough.
I can agree with that. You know, as a player, you get into training camp, and I can remember, you know, training in June and July in anticipation for August, because training camp in itself is like a season. You go through so many practices. You try to maintain your body weight, your muscle, before the regular season starts. So to me, I like the way the training camp is structured now. I wouldn't mind seeing them kind of hybrid it. Maybe the first couple weeks of training camp can be an old school mentality, but as the regular season nears, maybe back off to the one-a-day approach. There's got to be a happy medium. I think one extreme versus the other probably isn't right.
So you think two-a-days are kind of a necessary evil?
Yeah, I do. I believe that. I believe, you know, like the Saints, they go into training camp and they put up on their board the 53-man roster. I think with a good team like that, they have probably 48 of those spots. They know who's suiting up come September, week one. Other teams may have 20 spots they're trying to figure out, so they need all those live reps. They need a true two-a-day practice. And I'm going to tell you, unless you put the full pads on and you go actual 9-on-7 or live team drills, it's hard to evaluate guys. And there's probably a lot of guys not making teams just because they don't have a true two-a-day experience to show coaches what they can do.
Scott, I'm sure you heard right before I brought you on, I got a text here at 870-870 asking any chance that A.J. Klein gets cut. And I'm chuckling just because I'm surprised at the question, just because I thought A.J. had a pretty good year last year.
Yeah, I think A.J. had a solid year last year. When they signed A.J., I think he's been what they expect him to be. When they signed him, they signed at a good deal, hoping he could step in. And he's been a solid starting linebacker. I think one of the reasons maybe fans are kind of upset, or not upset, but don't think he's lived up to his expectations is because of how well DeMario Davis has played. And now Anzalone, I think Anzalone has a chance to be a Pro Bowl caliber player. And when you look at the NFL today, it's really a two linebacker league with all the nickel that's played. So unless the Saints just need to save salary cap room somewhere, I don't think it's a cut that they need to make or they would want to make.
Over to Alex Anzalone, I was talking about him before you came on, and I kind of looked at him as going into his third year. It wouldn't surprise me to see Alex Anzalone make another pretty big jump in his production.
Yeah, with Alex, it's all about, since college, it's been staying healthy. I think the first couple times I saw him as a rookie playing in nickel package, I thought that's a big linebacker who has great explosiveness, can cover, stay on the field in third down, and those linebackers are hard to find. And if he can stay healthy, which last year he did pretty well, I think you'll continue to see the growth in him because he's got the size, he's got the athleticism, he's everything prototypical that every team wants in a linebacker. Now it's just maturity and continue to get better, and that's where you see the big jump is in year 3, 4, and 5 for a lot of guys.
Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker, Super Bowl champion, at Scott Shanley on Twitter. Scott, when you reflect back on your playing days, what's the one or two memories that are constantly maybe on loop?
Well, obviously, it's hard to get over the great years we had from really 09 to 11, even though 2011, I thought we should have won another Super Bowl. But you replay those times in your head. All those guys still stay in touch. But for me, the Super Bowl, without a doubt, the Minnesota game, I replay the day I got a call from Mickey Loomis. Replay the day I got a call from Bill Parcells saying, "Hey, Scott, we trade you to Coach Payton and the Saints." And I was excited. I knew it was going to be a chance to elongate my career. You know, I wasn't the type of guy that DeMarcus Ware was in Dallas. So for me, everything happened for a reason. And when I look back at the moment that Coach Parcells told me I was traded to the Saints, it was destiny, and none of the other great things would have happened without that moment. So that's probably the most grateful I was during my NFL career.
Going back to the Saints, and we all know how it ended last year, Scott. And I know outwardly a lot of the players are going to deflect that and say, look, we've moved on, we've put it behind us. But internally, that has to burn at them a little bit for the season and serve as a little bit of motivation, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I think this team shocked me last year with how they came back from the Minnesota loss. Now, I think it's easier to come back from the Minnesota loss because it's kind of your own – You did the wound to yourself. Mark's not making the tackle. It's easy to rally around to protect your guy. Let's see how they bounce back from a referee non-call. Those are harder to get over when you feel like you've done everything you can do as a person, and it wasn't your fault that the call didn't get made. Can you bounce back and continue to grind the way you have the last 2 years? I think if this team can bounce back and win the NFC South and be a 1 or 2 seed in the playoffs, I think that'll speak volumes about the mental toughness of this team because it's not easy. It's not easy to bounce back up after those difficult losses.
How's the family, Scott?
Doing great. They're getting old. My oldest now is going to be a freshman in high school. My other one's a sixth grader. So we got youth football starting, and we got high school football starting here pretty soon. But summer's flying by, staying busy, count down the days till Saints kickoff. I think good things are in store for this team again this year.
Scott, how old is your oldest one? He's a freshman. He's 14.
Yep. Yeah.
Playing football.
He's going to be. Yep. He plays football. He plays safety and slot receiver. As a seventh grader, he went to the coach and said, "Hey, coach, I want to play linebacker." And after his seventh grade year, he told me, he's like, "Dad, I can't do it. But the defensive linemen, all those linemen come up on me. I don't know what to do." I said, "Why don't you just play safety? You have plenty of time to be a linebacker if that's what you want to be." So he took the right path. He's playing safety, getting to cover some guys before he gets involved in all that noise. So kind of the same path the old man took.
So he's not rocking number 58, huh?
No. He looked at the number. He's like, you know what, that might look good in the NFL when you had to wear a 50s number. He goes, "Dad, I can't sport that in junior high and high school and make it look good." So he's doing his own thing. I think he's last year he was number 11. Seventh grade year, he tried 85, flipped the 58 around, but he's making his own path, and it's fun to watch him compete.
Scott, going back to the Saints real quick, looking at their record or their schedule, you got a record prediction for them?
You know, I think this, when you look at the talent level of this team, I'm sitting there at 12-4, 11-5, worst case scenario. The one thing that makes me nervous is the schedule that the NFL gave these Saints early on in the year. These first 8 games, first 6 weeks, they're brutal. They're difficult. And we've seen it's all about starting fast, especially under Coach Payton. The better start, the better things turn out in the end. But I think this is an 11-5 team. I think they're a better team than they were last year, but I also think the schedule is more difficult early on. And just because I say 11-5 doesn't mean I think they're worse than they were last year. I just think it's a difficult schedule.
Yeah, that's logical. Scott, is it, as a former player and as a now fan of the game, just the game in general, forget a team, the fact that all 7 officials that worked that NFC Championship game are back employed this year with no repercussions whatsoever, no punishments, does that bother you as a former player and as a fan?
Absolutely, it bothers me because as a player, you know, when you don't play well, you come in to the facility on a Tuesday and they have 10 linebackers in their training to take your spot. It's a high performance business, the business of winning. The same thing has to, it happens for coaches too. If you don't win as a coach, you're gone. It has to be the same thing for officials. There's got to be some accountability. I saw where the league acts the full-time official deal as they're trying to bargain with them and collectively bargain. They need full-time officials. They need guys who sit in the media or in the film room just as much as players, because Christian, the other thing that gets me with the official thing is more states are making betting legal, and you're going to have a lot more people wagering on games legally in their state. You have to have officials that are full-time officials. You have to have guys that get it right. To me, I don't care if you review everything. I just think things need to be called right, because it dictates futures. It dictates futures of coaches and players, and I just want to see them get it right. So it bothers me that the officials aren't held to the same standard as coaches and players.
Would you be for or against an 18-game NFL regular season?
I would, as a player, absolutely against it. I think even as a fan, against it. Once you start getting later in between week 12 and 16, unless there's playoff implications, you kind of run out of the same emotion for your team, because it's hard to get into it every single week unless your team is really good as a fan. But I just think as a player, money always talks. If the NFL says, we're going to give you a bigger piece of the pie, so here's what your paycheck's going to look like now, I think that's always going to be the end game as far as them getting 18 games. I think 18 games is too much when you talk about professional football and how competitive, and you have big, strong men running into each other week after week. By week 12, you're ready for the playoffs or for the end of the season in some cases.
Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker, at Scott Shanley on Twitter, Super Bowl champion. Enjoyed the visit, man. We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Take care, Garrett. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.